The office felt smaller than usual, the air thick with the scent of stale coffee and the lingering tension from the morning's events. Robert sat at his desk, staring at the city planning documents. "They're going to try to push the amendment through tonight," Minnie said, setting a fresh mug of tea down. "The council met in closed session after you left the plaza." Robert looked up, his eyes reflecting the dim light of the office. "Let them try. The demonstration this morning was public. The press has the data, and the public has seen the integrity of the build."
"It's not just the press, Robert," she warned, taking a seat.
"The troubleshooters from your old firm are lobbying the board members. They're claiming your design doesn't meet the city's historical zoning codes." Robert let out a sharp, cynical laugh.
"Historical zoning? We're building in an industrial sector.
They're reaching, Min. They're afraid because they know that once this project is certified, the old guard is irrelevant." Dorothy entered, her face smudged with grease.
"The fabrication team is ready to start the second phase. But we need your sign off on the new structural specs."
Robert stood up, grabbing a pen.
"Give me the files.
We don't need to ask for a zoning exemption. We'll show them that our structural specifications actually exceed their requirements.
They'll look for any reason to stop us," Virginia added, entering with a stack of reports.
IV. Eben cross-referencing the city's old infrastructure codes.
"They are outdated, but they're technically the law."
"Then we update them," Robert said, his voice steady and resolute.
"If the law is outdated, we show them a better way. We're not just building a structure. We're setting a new standard for the entire city."
He looked at his family, their faces hardened by the struggles they had endured together. They weren't the same people who had fled the city, and they weren't going to be intimidated by corporate lobbyists.
"Tonight," Robert said, "we go back to the council. We show them the data, and we make them explain why they choose old, failing systems over our design."
"We're with you, Robert," Minnie said, standing. "Every step of the way." As the evening approached, the lights of Pasadena flickered to life, painting the city in shades of gold. Robert stepped out onto the balcony, breathing in the crisp air. The city was teeming with secrets, but the Towers family was no longer keeping any. They were building something new, something that stood on the bedrock of honesty. The troubleshooters could try their backroom deals, but they couldn't stop the momentum of a project built on the truth.
"Let's go," Robert said.
"The meeting starts at 6. They descended the stairs, their spirits bolstered by the work they had done. They were ready to challenge the status quo, not because they wanted to win a power struggle, but because they knew their work was the only path forward. The Pasadena night was theirs for the taking.